The report cites chronic pain, sleep, relationship, and financial problems among causal factors in the soldier suicides. And U.S. Army Alaska Commander Major General Peter Andrzejak points to a Fairbanks-specific driver.
When some soldiers come up here, what's different about Alaska, especially here in Fairbanks, is in the interior, right, is this idea of isolation.
Andrzejak says that's especially difficult for soldiers in Fairbanks' remote and extreme environment without any family.
One of the big topics was this thing called poor quality of life.
And he says it can lead to destructive activities.
One of the findings of the study was alcoholism, right, is pretty big.
Andrzejak describes a negative narrative the Post is trying to turn around with a simple positive message.
Alaska is a phenomenal place to live. There is a lot to do here.
Beyond messaging, Andrzejak points to soldier-identified service and infrastructure deficiencies being addressed.
Whether it's transportation around the installation, investment in the dining facilities, more cooks in the dining facilities, getting TVs and Wi-Fi up in there.
We have several barracks that are currently under renovation.
Fort Wainwright Commander Colonel Christopher Ruga says a current overseas deployment of a large portion of the Post Striker Brigade is allowing upgrade of some older living quarters.
Redoing floors, painting, new light fixtures, sinks, things of that nature as needed.
Among other soldier-raised issues being worked, Colonel Ruga points to providing round-the-clock gym access and means to help soldiers cope with Fairbanks' seasonal extremes of light and dark.
Funding for blackout curtains.
Light boxes to check out, rent.
U.S. Army Alaska Command Surgeon Colonel Jeremy Johnson says used for a short period of time in the morning, so-called happy lights, can help mood during the darkest days of winter.
There's certainly a population that has seasonal affective disorder, and we'd like to treat that and help them with that problem by purchasing these light boxes.
Other issues are harder to address.
Stigma associated with behavioral health.
Fort Wainwright Hospital Commander Colonel Constance Jenkins says fear of appearing weak or endangering their military career keeps some soldiers from getting help or even sharing their feelings.
Something's not right with me. I might be broken, I might need to get help, and that's very difficult for people to bring that forward and have that conversation, right? That's a very personal issue. So there's a key piece at trust that we've definitely been working towards with leadership at all levels, really trying to reinforce that we as a unit, as leadership on the medical side, behavioral health is, we all are here to help you meet your personal goals, your family goals, your professional goals.
Army leaders have held two town hall meetings with soldiers and their families to roll out changes and take questions and suggestions about how to improve quality of life on post. They stress while there is support and funding to address the suicide problem, larger projects like the construction of a new fitness center at Fort Wainwright will take time. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.